Bezal Shem is Bochel, begin Perek Shiv Asa, the 17th chapter in the Ram Sachas Gezeil, forbidden laws of robbery and lost object, which are the topics that we're discussing now. We're in the Sefer Nezikin, in the Book of Damages. In this Perek, we discuss, so if let's say one does not have an obligation to return something, it's actually genuinely a Neveda, lost object, how does one go ahead in meriting and owning now that lost object? As Ram Gezeil Achalaf regarding, there's two different ways to merit an Aveda. One is through what's called Yodai, or in a person's rishus, in a person's domain. Any found object which we said that, okay, it belongs to the one who finds it. He doesn't merit it until it either comes to his actual hand, or at least to his property. Let's say he just saw the found object, even if it falls on it. But then someone else comes ahead and takes possession of it. So the one who took possession of it is going to merit it because the guy didn't actually come to his hand or to his property. Although he fell on it, that's not an actual kinyan. Now, halacha beis, in the concept of yadai, is the how to qualify this meriting in possession of the lost object. So, let's say someone was riding on the animal and he saw the found object. Halacha beis says to his friend, look, zechiliba, merit for this for me. So, kim and sheik bila, once he lifts it up to him and he's quiet. So, obviously, he's doing the agency of the one who sent him. Then, kana reichiv. Then, and here, even though it didn't come to his hand, but the one who's writing acquires it. Even though it didn't reach his hand, because the one who lifted it up for him was his agent, the moment he lifted up, so the one who's writing acquired it. But, let's say he didn't say, zecheliba, merit it for me. He says, give it to me. Unatala, and the guy lifts it up, and he says, no, I'm meriting in it. Okay, then Zachaba Anita, the one who takes it merits it because the one who's writing didn't make him an agent for him. He just said to give him the found object. As long as he didn't give it to him, he has the permission to remove himself from that agency. Now, but the emission, the son of the Reich, but once he already gave it to the writer, then Omri says, well, I want you to know, I actually already merited it to myself before I gave it to you. Then Lama Klum, he hasn't said anything because even if he's telling the truth that he had in mind to merit it for himself, the moment he gave it to the writer, he already gifted it to him and it's already the writer's. Look at Gimel. If someone lifts up a found object for his friend, even without the guy telling him, the other person acquires it. Even though the friend who he lifted up for didn't tell him anything, he merits it because he was mezaket him, he merited for him. Now, let's say two people lift up the found object together. So they both acquire it because each one is helping the other one, and each one is essentially like a megbi metzil chaveri, and that's how both of them together doing it for each other. Now, halacha dalad, but it gets a little bit stickier, is hagibilei cheresh ha-shoytei katan. So, if, let's say, a deaf-mute or mentally or minor lifts it up for someone else, so lekana bekech, so the mentally sane person has not acquired it, lefishen lamdas, they don't have intelligence to be able to be mezaka and make a kinyan for the pekech. Now, let's say hagibilei cheresh ha-bekech kech, let's say you have the deaf-mute and the mentally sound and physically sound individual lifting them together as one. So, based on what we just said, since the person whose faculties are all sound does not acquire in it, because whatever the cheresh lifts up bekech is like it's on the ground, it didn't do anything for him. So, therefore, the deaf mute has also not acquired it, because he's not really lifting up the whole object from the ground, because the part that the bekech is lifting up is not effective for him, because if the bekech is not acquiring for himself, he's not acquiring for the cheresh either. And even though generally in the Darche Shalom we say that the cheresh, what he picks up, is his, but here's not going to help, because he's saying if the bekech is not acquiring, then for sure I shouldn't acquire. So there's no Darche Shalom, like as if why am I second class? Now, hayishneim cheresh, but in contrast, let's say both of them are deaf mutes, then tikne chacham shiiknu. Then actually the chacham, the sages instituted that they should acquire, because they shalei yovei lehinotzis, that they shouldn't come to fight with those who are trying to snatch away from him. What do you mean? If we weren't deaf mutes, then we wouldn't be second class. Two pikchim would pick it up, they would get it. So then, for Takan Zechabim, the two Chereshim, yes, but when it's Chereshim Bekech, not, and when the Chereshim Bekech, also not, and that's where the two, when the Chereshim Bekech comes from, that they don't acquire, actually comes from the Halacha, that what the Cheresh picks up the Bekech is not going to work. Halacha, hey. Shnaim Shiro Gomol Chamor Shel Metzias. So you have two people, they found the camel or a donkey. For Kod Mishneim, and both of them quickly run, V'nhiguhu Oymeshuchu, and they both try to do the same thing. Either try to lead the animal, or to pull it, which could be a way of being kind of this Aveda, this Metziah, to be Zechanet. Let's say one guy started leading the animal, the other one started pulling it. So Allah has Kanish name. So they both acquire the animal. Neither one is better than the other one, even though a donkey, generally you lead it. But also by pulling it, is also going to work. Now, but Medrash Mumah, when you say the Chamor is specifically by a donkey, a begamal by a camel, one person was leading and one was pulling it, the one who's pulling is in the choir, but not the one that's leading it, because leading a camel in the place where the other person is pulling it is not going to choir. The one who's pulling it is doing a greater act, and therefore he gets it. Hachavav, behemes mitziah, an animal that was found. Shekadim echad v'achaz b'mesiah. So quickly, someone jumps, he runs, and he grabs onto the reins. So loikana, he hasn't acquired, because the whole idea of holding onto the reins to acquire an animal does not work unless the owner is actually giving over the animal, for example, through a sale or a gift. But in this case of a mitziah, it's atshayim shechayanik until he either pulls the animal or he leads the animal. And mechim minechsa gesut regarding the properties of a convert who dies without the inheritance. So whoever gets it first gets it. That's the same thing. You're not going to acquire the animal by pulling the reins, but you will acquire the reins themselves. Now, let's say one guy was riding the animal to acquire it. Another one was pulling it by the reins. So the one who's riding it, he acquires the animal. And he also acquires the parts of the reins that are only on the cheeks of the animal. That's part of the animal that he acquires. But the guy who's holding onto the reins, he only acquires from the reins what he's actually holding in his hands, not more, because you cannot acquire an object from Hefka unless you're picking up the whole thing, which he's not. Now the rest of the reins, not what's on the cheeks of the animal, which is the one who's riding, and not what the other guy's holding on to. So that leikano echavem, neither one acquired it, and whoever would grab it first can get it. Lachachas now continues regarding, we spoke about yodoy, and the extension of how far yodoy goes, if someone's zeichet for him. Here we're going to talk about rishusai, the other element, like we said, which that incorporates the acquisition of one's chatzir and of the kinya of dal adamas. Chatzir shal adam, a person's kotrit, could acquire for the owner even without his awareness. And therefore, v'nafal b'mitzia, if a found object falls into his kotrit, chatzir shal bal chatzir belongs to the owner of the kotrit. Now, but remember, when we say this, there's some limitations. But chatzir meshtamer, has to be a guarded, protected kotrit. A basad the beginner kids, remember, regarding a field or a garden or things like that, which are not so protected, then only if he's standing on the side of the field and he's saying, Zachsli Sadi, I want my field to acquire for me, then Zachaba then acquires in it. But if he's not standing over there, or even be standing there, but he doesn't say, Zachsli Sadi, I want my field to acquire for me, then Kalakim Zacha, then whoever gets there first merits it, he doesn't get it. And Achin Arba Amish Aladim, so it's regarding the perimeter of a person's four Amis around him, Shu'imid B'tzidi, where he's standing on the side of his Dalad Amis. Whatever's in his dalad amas, that's acquired for him. The imigia mitzil tekhar ba'am shaloi. And therefore, if a found object goes and comes within his four amas, so zachaba, then he merits that object. Now, lacha tes, Rambam explains, chacham tikn dovezet. The sages, they instituted this idea that a person's dalad amas should acquire for him, so that those who find things should not get into fights. Says, what do you mean? It was in my area first, so that's a clear demarcation. Now, but remember, when we say this, that a person's his dalad amas, his perimeter, will acquire for him, is besimtin, alleyway, betzidur shosham, the sides of the public domains. Sheinaram dechimbam, where there's not, the public is not pushing over there. There's space that everyone really essentially has their own space of dalad amas. Oy besadur shen lebaolim, or let's say a field that has no owners. So that's where you have the kingdom dalad amas. Avaloyim shosham, if you're standing in the public domain, you're in Times Square. Or you're in your friend's field, which obviously that's, you don't own any of that area. In Arba Amas Kindness Lay, so the person's Alam is not going to acquire from him. And therefore, it does not acquire it until the actual found object comes to his hand, and that's the only way he's going to acquire it, but not the Alamas. Halachiyot Ketana. A minor girl, Yeshla Chatzah, she does have the halachic element of a courtyard. The Yeshla Arba Amas, she also has the halacha that her Dalamas are going to acquire from. In contrast, but cut, interestingly, a minor boy, Ein Lo Chatzah, Ein Lo Arba Amas, he does not have the halacha of a courtyard, neither that of Dalamas. Why? So Rambam explains, depends on the origin of the concept. Because the courtyard of a minor girl, miyada lemadnua, we learn that from the pasuk that says, v'chasla v'sebekrisis, where a woman could get divorced, her father marries her off, and the father could have her get divorced. So the husband writes for her a book of severance, a get, but nasa biyada, puts it into her hand. Nasa means whatever, however he does it. No, it's not specifically into her hand, rather, even if he puts the get into her chatzar, she means divorced, which the halacha of a chatzar, like we're saying, is like the halacha of a biyada, it's her rishos. So, k'shem she miskadeshes by get hamigil liyada, just like she would be divorced with the divorce time when it reaches her hand, k'shem miskadeshes by get hamigil liyada, as long as he benasin, however he gives it to her. Same thing, she'll be divorced if the get comes into her courtyard. Oh, okay, k'shem she ishlachatzel inaget. So, it's just like she has halachically a courtyard for her divorce document. So that is an extension of her courtyard regarding also found objects. Now, va'aba amishal adam, and the person's perimeter of his four amas is kechatzer, is like his courtyard, lein mitzi, regarding a found object. Oh, so therefore she has all these halachas, again, by extension. Avala ish, but regarding a man, a male, leman shechatzer koinin lebishluchai, we learn out that his courtyard acquires him from the laws of shlichas of agency, which is kedech shekoinin lebishluchai, just like a person's agent could acquire something for him, kech tekin lechatzer, so to his courtyard, by extension, could also act as the agency for him, could also acquire for him. The problem is, but a minor cannot make an agent, so therefore neither is his courtyard, and neither his dalam could be kindly, could be acquired from him, until the actual found object comes to his hand, because he does not have the loch of shlichah. So by the woman is coming from mitam yada, that she has, and if she gets, but here's from mitam shlichas, which the minor does not have. Halachid alf. If someone sees others are running after a found object. Now, it's a wounded deer, a gazolish leperecho, or it's birds that can't fly. So, if he's standing on the side of the field, which these creatures are inside, had he ran this owner of the field, he would reach those creatures. And he doesn't run, but he says, Zachsali Sade, let my field acquire of me. Then Zachsali Sade, then his field acquires of him. But if he cannot reach them, so then, even though it's wounded, but if he wouldn't have to reach it, it's like a deer who's running in the normal way. All like birds that fly. And therefore, whatever he said is insignificant because even if no one else is going to take it, it won't remain in his field. So we can't view it as if it's an extension of him. Rather, whoever gets there first merits it. Now, let's say these creatures were given to him as a gift. So since someone else is acquiring it for him, and they're moving around in his field, so his field acquires it for him, and the one who gave it, in other words, and we're just giving a different application, wouldn't be able to back up, because he already acquired it. But if let's say the deer was running a normal way, and the birds were flying, then his field is not acquired for him, even though it was gifted to him, where you have someone else being mocked at him, doesn't make a difference, because since the deer was running a normal way and the birds are flying, so they're going to quickly leave his field, and it's as if they were never in this courtyard at all for him to acquire it. Look, it basically continues regarding the metzia, again, that could be kept, but it was found by a cher shayt v'kat. So metzias, cheresh, shayt v'kat, a found object that was found either by deaf, mute, mentally deranged, or minor. So the halacha is yesh bo gazel. If someone would come ahead and snatch it away from them, it would be considered as robbery, only from the dark Hashem, only from, because of keeping peaceful ways. So to prevent that these fights break out, wait, what do you mean? Why are you taking it? We found this, and you're right, from the primary halacha, it's not theft because they don't have das, and they never married in the Metzia, and so it's like it's still on the ground. But to keep the peaceful ways, the rabbi said it's like robbery. Lefikach, however, but since only from B'dach Hashem, im ava achar gizal miyodim, if someone else does go ahead and steal it from them, in the Yotzeh B'dayim, it cannot be extracted through judges, because again, from the primary halacha, it's not considered as gezel. And so to b'mkava b'vanish, but if he denies saying, no, I never did, and he swears to that effect, although generally one would be liable besides the principal an added fifth, in this case, he's not liable for an added fifth, because again, from the primary halacha, it's not considered as theft to be chayiv a chimish on the denial with an oath of the gezel. Halacha Yud Gimel continues regarding if another exception to the law of who finds it, if these are dependents. So Metzias Benoy Bita Smuch Mashalchan, if someone, his son or his daughter, finds a lost object, and these children are reliant on this table, it's called dependents, where the father supports them. And after Hashem Gidalim, even if they're not minds, even if they're adult children, but they're dependent on him. And so too Metzias Bita Hanara, so to, let's say, his daughter, that's a maiden, Anaris, when she's 12 years old, she brought two pubic kids before 6 months have passed, she's still considered in her father's domain. Even though she's not dependent on this table, she earns her own keep. And even if she was sold as a maidservant, still doesn't make a difference. The Metzias is still going to go to the father. So to Metzias, regarding the found object by his male or female non-Jewish servants, or if his wife finds something, which to prevent fighting between him and her, since he supports her, on all these cases, including the wife, the found object belongs to the man of the house. But let's say his son finds something, if the son's not a dependent, does not come onto the father. So even if he's a minor, or if his male or female Jewish servants find something, which they're not owned by the master in that sense, if his wife finds something, where she's divorced but not divorced, meaning it's a doubt if she's divorced, where she's like quasi-divorced, where let's say he threw a get in between, we're not sure, So even though he has to still support her, still her found objects belong to her, because anyway they have hatred between each other. So we don't have to be concerned so that there shouldn't be a fight so that he gets the found objects. So in those cases, all those found objects are not his and belongs to those who found it.